Full text of Measure D, City Council of the City of Novato, Ordinance Number, an ordinance of the City of Novato amending the general plan to continue the urban growth boundary. The people of the City of Novato do ordain as follows. Section 1, Findings and Purpose. A. Purpose. The purpose of this ordinance is to provide for the health, safety, and welfare of the residents of the City of Novato, to preserve agricultural uses which are vital to the region's economy, to encourage planned and managed growth, and to implement the goals, objectives, and policies of the City of Novato General Plan and its provisions that development should be compact. This ordinance amends the City of Novato General Plan to continue the Urban Growth Boundary, UGB, adopted by the voters on November 4, 1997, to extend the effective date of the Urban Growth Boundary to December 31, 2042. The Urban Growth Boundary, sometimes UGB, is established until December 31, 2042, beginning with the effective date of this ordinance, during which urban development is restricted outside the boundary, stipulating that development proposals will not be approved for land outside of the UGB, except under limited circumstances consistent with other applicable general plan policies. This initiative would, with certain exceptions, require any extension of the UGB to be approved by a vote of the people. The UGB may be updated and/or extended after December 31, 2042. B. Findings. The people of the City of Novato find that this ordinance, 1, protects agricultural uses outside the UGB by promoting, on lands outside the UGB, ongoing agricultural and other natural resource and open space uses, such as preservation of natural resources, public and private outdoor recreation, uses that foster public health and safety, and productive investment for farming enterprises. 2. Encourages efficient growth patterns and protects the quality of life of the citizens of Novato by concentrating future residential, commercial, and industrial growth in areas already served by urban services, consistent with the availability of infrastructure and services. 3. Improves the city's ability to provide municipal services and discourages the provision of city services to sprawling developments in outlying agricultural and open space lands, which greatly increases the cost of such services, while allowing for the possibility of residential development at a rural scale on existing legal lots. 4. Protects open space and community separators surrounding the city. 5. Manages the city's growth in a manner that fosters and protects the rural character of Novato while encouraging appropriate economic development in accordance with the city's unique local conditions. 6. Does not impose any numerical or percentage limit on the development of housing units in the city. 7. Allows the city to continue to meet its fair share of the affordable and low-cost housing needs of the region. And 8. Promotes stability in long-term planning for the city by establishing a cornerstone policy within the general plan, designating the geographic limits of long-term urban development and allowing sufficient flexibility within those limits to respond to the city's changing needs over time. Section 2, General Plan Amendment, Urban Growth Boundary. A. The general plan shall be amended as follows. 1. Map 1 is revised to depict the urban growth boundary as set forth in the attached Exhibit A. 2. Text amendments. The following text shall be added to the general plan land use or equivalent chapter. Urban growth boundary. The city seeks to protect agricultural, natural resource, open space, and community separator uses, public and private outdoor recreation, uses that foster public health and safety, and farming enterprises, as well as encourage efficient growth patterns that foster and protect the rural character of Novato while encouraging appropriate economic development in accordance with the city's unique local conditions. The establishment of an urban growth boundary will protect the quality of life of the citizens of Novato by concentrating future residential, commercial, and industrial growth in areas already served by urban services. The urban growth boundary will improve the city's ability to provide municipal services and discourage the provision of city services to sprawling developments in outlying areas, including agricultural and open space lands, which greatly increases the cost of such services. 3. The following goals, policies, and programs are added to the General Plan Land Use or Equivalent Chapter to read as follows. Numbering to replace X shall be as provided by the City. Goal X. Establish clear limits to urban development outside the Novato city limits. Policy X, urban growth boundary established. An urban growth boundary is established as shown on LU Map 1. Land use designations outside the urban growth boundary have been established for long-term planning purposes. For the duration of the urban growth boundary, development outside the urban growth boundary shall be limited to non-urban agricultural, conservation, parkland, and open space uses except as provided herein. Program XA, City Action on Proposals Outside the Urban Growth Boundary. 1. The city, its departments, boards, commissions, officers, and employees shall not grant or approve any general plan amendment, rezoning or zoning ordinance amendment, specific plan, master plan, precise development plan, tentative or final subdivision map, conditional use permit, building permit, or any other discretionary or ministerial land use or development approval or entitlement for urban land uses outside the urban growth boundary, except as provided in this policy. All city departments, boards, commissions, officers, and employees shall act on all referrals from other agencies regarding the extension or connection of urban services, such as sewer or water service, outside the urban growth boundary, consistent with the requirements of this policy. 2.1. All city departments, boards, commissions, officers, and employees shall act on applications for land use approvals, entitlements, and permits on properties outside the urban growth boundary, consistent with the requirements of this policy and state law in a manner that avoids any approval of such applications by operation of state or other law. 2.2. All city departments, boards, commissions, officers, and employees shall act on all referrals from other agencies regarding the extension or connection of urban services, such as sewer or water service, outside the urban growth boundary, consistent with the requirements of this policy and state law in a manner that avoids any approval of such applications by operation of state or other law. 3. Until December 31, 2042, the foregoing Policy X and Program X1, X2, and LU Map 1, as it depicts the urban growth boundary, may be amended only by a vote of the people or pursuant to the procedure set forth below. 3.1. To comply with state law regarding the provision of housing for all economic segments of the community, the City Council may amend the urban growth boundary in order to accommodate lands to be designated for residential uses, provided that no more than 10 acres of land may be brought within the urban growth boundary in any calendar year. Such an amendment may be adopted only upon the affirmative vote of a majority of the Council and if the City Council makes each of the following findings. A. That the land is immediately adjacent to existing comparably developed areas and the applicant for the redesignation or the city, if city initiated, has provided evidence that the Novato Fire Protection District, Novato Police Department, Novato Community Development Department, the North Marin Water District, Novato Sanitary District, and the School District have adequate capacity to accommodate the proposed development and provide it with adequate public services. B. That the proposed development will consist of primarily low and very low income housing pursuant to the housing element of the general plan. C. That there is no existing residentially designated land available within the urban growth boundary that can feasibly accommodate the proposed development. D. That it is not reasonably feasible to accommodate the proposed development by redesignating lands within the urban growth boundary for low and very low income housing, and E, that the proposed development is necessary to comply with state law requirements for the provision of low and very low income housing. 3.2. To avoid an unconstitutional taking of private property, the City Council may extend the urban growth boundary by the affirmative vote of a majority of the Council if it finds that A. The implementation and/or application of the UGB would otherwise constitute a taking of a landowner's property for which compensation must be paid, and B. The extension of the UGB and land use designations associated with the extension will allow additional land uses only to the minimum extent necessary to avoid such a taking of the landowner's property. 3.3. To promote the public health, safety, and welfare, the City Council may, by the affirmative vote of a majority of the Council, amend the urban growth boundary if it finds that such amendment is necessary for the development of a public park, public school, public facility, or public open space project, and such amendment is otherwise consistent with the general plan then in effect. 3.4. To promote the public health, safety, and welfare, the City Council may, by the affirmative vote of a 4/5 majority of the Council, amend the urban growth boundary for non-residential properties if the Council makes each of the following findings. A. The amendment is the only feasible method of addressing a significant threat to the public health, safety, and welfare. Such a threat may be demonstrated by evidence of contamination clearly stated in a letter from the County Health Department or documentation by an independent civil engineer deemed appropriate by city staff. B. The amendment would not provide for new development or a change of use which results in intensification of physical impacts. C. The amendment involves only developed or substantially developed lands. 3.5. To promote the public health, safety, and welfare, the City Council may, by the affirmative vote of a 4/5 majority of the Council, amend the urban growth boundary for residential properties if the Council makes the following findings. A. The amendment will permit the construction or expansion of a single-family residential structure and one accessory dwelling unit on a legal conforming lot, which lot existed on November 7, 2017, single-family residence, and which either 1. Has an existing septic or sewer connection, which has failed or is in imminent danger of failure, such that it presents a significant threat to public health, safety, or welfare. Such a threat may be demonstrated by evidence of contamination clearly stated in a letter from the County Health Department or documentation by an independent civil engineer, whichever is deemed appropriate by city staff, or 2. Is required by applicable county laws, rules, or regulations to connect to the Novato Sanitary District in order to construct or expand such single-family residence, and the county has denied a waiver to permit a septic system. And B. Such proposed construction or expansion will be consistent with the applicable general plan, specific plan, area plan, zoning, design guidelines, and other applicable laws, rules, and regulations. And C. Further subdivision of the lot upon which the proposed or expanded single-family residence is to be built is prohibited by deed restriction or other legally enforceable covenant. 3.6. The City Council may, by the affirmative vote of a majority of the Council, exempt projects that have a vested right under law to proceed with development if the Council determines that the exemption is necessary for the project to proceed consistent with that vested right. Program XB, Sphere of Influence. Request that the Marin County Local Agency Formation Commission, LAFCO, revise, consistent with state law and Marin LAFCO policies, the Novato Sphere of Influence as appropriate to assist the city with the implementation of the urban growth boundary. Program XC, Urban Service Areas. Study potential urban service areas as defined by LAFCO and consider amending the general plan to delineate them and adopt appropriate policies. Program XD, Annexation and Connection to the Novato Sanitary District. A. Request that the Marin County Local Agency Formation Commission refer proposals for inclusion in the area served by the Novato Sanitary District to the city for review and comment, and act favorably on the city's recommendations in a manner consistent with the purpose and intent of the urban growth boundary. B. Consider, on a case-by-case basis, supporting connection of property outside the city limits to the Novato Sanitary District if the city determines it necessary for public health and safety, or for any reason defined in the exceptions to the urban growth boundary contained in Program XC. Program XE, Policies and Ordinances of LAFCO, County of Marin, Novato Sanitary District, and North Marin Water District. Request that LAFCO, the County of Marin, the Novato Sanitary District, and the North Marin Water District recognize the urban growth boundary in their official plans and adopt policies and ordinances consistent with the urban growth boundary, consistent with the intent of the voters. Program XF, MOUs with LAFCO, County of Marin, Novato Sanitary District, and North Marin Water District. Request that LAFCO, the County of Marin, the Novato Sanitary District, and the North Marin Water District enter into a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, with the City to recognize the urban growth boundary and assist in the implementation of the policies and programs of the UGB consistent with the intent of the voters. Program XG, Coordination with Marin County. Request the County of Marin to work with the City when preparing or amending community plans or specific plans for the Noss Field, Black Point, Indian Valley, and other identified community areas outside the UGB. Program XH, Annual Reporting. The Community Development Department will provide an annual report to the City Council at a public meeting identifying the number of UGB amendments and exceptions applied for and granted in the preceding year. The City Council may consider additional growth limitations as necessary based on said report. Section 3, Implementation. A. Upon the effective date of this initiative, the initiative shall be deemed to have amended the general plan in accordance with its terms, except that if the four amendments of the mandatory elements of the general plan permitted by state law for any given calendar year have already been utilized in the year of this initiative's effective date and prior to such effective date, then the general plan amendment specified herein shall be deemed effective on January 1st of the following year. B. If another ballot measure is placed on the same ballot as this initiative and if such other ballot measure governs growth boundaries or growth policies for the City of Novato or otherwise purports to deal with the same subject matter as this initiative, and if both measures should pass, the voters expressly declare their intent that this measure conflicts with such other measure and that the measure which obtains the most votes shall control. C. Should any section, subsection, clause, or provision of this ordinance for any reason be held to be invalid or unconstitutional, such invalidity or unconstitutionality shall not affect the validity of the remaining portions of this ordinance, it being hereby expressly declared that this ordinance and each section, subsection, sentence, clause, and phrase hereof would have been prepared, proposed, and adopted by the people, irrespective of the fact that any one or more sections, subsections, sentences, clauses, or phrases be declared invalid or unconstitutional. D. The general plan may be reorganized. Individual provisions of the general plan may be renumbered or reordered, and provisions of the general plan other than the provisions added by this initiative may be amended by the City Council in the course of ongoing updates of the general plan in accordance with the requirements of state law. Notwithstanding any such reorganization, renumbering, reordering, or amendment of the general plan, the provisions added to the plan by this initiative shall continue to be included in the general plan until the 20th anniversary of the effective date of this initiative, except to the extent that this initiative has been earlier repealed or amended consistent with its provisions. E. Unless a different statute of limitation applies under applicable state or federal law, no action or proceeding challenging all or any part of this initiative shall be maintained unless commenced and service made on the city within 120 days from the date that the vote on this initiative is declared. F. Pursuant to California Elections Code Section 9217, if the majority of voters voting on this initiative vote in its favor, it shall become a valid and binding ordinance 10 days after the vote is declared by the City Council, approved by the following vote of the people on November 7, 2017. Yes, no. Adopted by the declaration of the vote by the City Council of the City of Novato on the effective date 2017. Denise Athus, Mayor. Attest, City Clerk of the City of Novato.